Gary, this kind of hits home in your area a little bit. So many Wisconsin farms and industrial employers rely on immigrant workers. What is your stance on this topic?
Yeah, immigration reform. It's a federal issue. I think it's been dragged on for 30-plus years, and we need to work together. There's a bunch of bills in the Congress right now, and I'm hopeful that at some point, because there's pressure, we're all getting pressure all over the country because the unemployment rate is so low.
Right.
We need workers, but we need skilled workers. And so we need to try to figure out how to best provide those to the employers that are looking for them. There's a lot of immigrant labor that works in agriculture, a lot works in industry, construction, hospitality.
Yep.
And I was up in Door County earlier this year where half the people that, or more than half the people that work at some of the facilities up there are from Europe.
Okay.
And so we have to figure out how to fill the employee gaps that we have. And I'm hopeful that this federal issue gets resolved. There's not much on the state level we can do about it. But once they pass something, then we'll figure out how to best adapt to it.
Sure. Okay. You mentioned Foxconn before, and Foxconn has been a hot-button topic. And Gary, what impact on taxes and economics does Foxconn have on us in the 6th District?
Well, we're pretty lucky in the state of Wisconsin. Our economy's been growing ever since Governor Walker got in. And that's what it takes. We want to hold down taxes for people. We need to have opportunities for people, and we need high-paying jobs. And that's what Foxconn does. It brings a transformation, a huge transformation, to the state of Wisconsin. Agriculture is the number one industry at $88 billion. Manufacturing's at $59 billion. Well, I'm thinking that there's a great opportunity here for us to expand that considerably. And they're not... We provide them some opportunities to come here, but we provide them tax credits, so they don't get anything until they provide jobs and finish their facility down in Racine County in Pleasant Prairie. So they've invested a lot over and above with the contract with the state of Wisconsin. They've got facilities now in Green Bay, Eau Claire, Milwaukee, Madison. They're investing $100 million in the engineering school down in Madison to work on STEM technology. They have developed a relationship over at UW-Stout. They're working with nanotechnology.
Okay.
And in Aurora Health in Green Bay, they're working with the to develop a healthcare database that provides different ways to improve our health.
Okay. Good. Our next topic is drugs. And on opioids, how do we create a safe separation from those who truly need opioids from a medical standpoint and those who abuse these drugs, Gary?
Well, I mean, this is the biggest issue of our time. As you mentioned, I'm on the chat group, Community Health Action Team, and we identify drugs and alcohol abuse as our number one issue. And it continues to be something we're very, very concerned about. We passed over 30 different bills. Representative Nygren's daughter had some real problems with drug abuse, and he's taken the lead on developing legislation that would help. And we have notification and moderation and, you know, how to look for signs of drug abuse and what kind of treatments we have. So this is a very complex topic, and you have to come at it from a lot of different angles. And then we have to give law enforcement the tools they need to be able to do their job.
Right.
From the standpoint of treatment and trying to get better, there's an organization called the Phoenix that a couple months ago I got briefed on. I had somebody come down from Minneapolis that works on the program up there. It's drug people that have been through treatment, that have abused drugs, that have a physical, they do rock climbing and hiking and working out with weights and all those kind of things, and they utilize that to support the trying to get better. So there's a lot of things that are going on.
Yep. Okay. Gary, what is your stance on medical marijuana, and in what form?
Well, last session we passed legislation that allowed CBD oil, cannabinoid oil, to be utilized and sold by pharmacies. That it can be either ingested or smoked, and if it's smoked, you have to have a pipe that will increase the temperature to like 600 degrees. But I talked to one gentleman that had problems with migraine headaches. He had PTSD he spent some time in Iraq and Afghanistan and had some real problems with headaches. And he said if it was smoked, it would affect him immediately and his headaches would go away.
Oh.
And so I'm very supportive of that. My concern with medical marijuana is I don't want to see people get high, and I don't have any I can't do anything until we get the federal government has jurisdiction right now.
Yeah.
And so we had problems in Kachina and Navarino that we had the drug cartel from Mexico and Navarino, and they were growing hemp before we actually passed legislation up in Kachina, industrial hemp. So I think the federal jurisdiction problem has to be resolved before I get involved.
Okay. Well, the next question kind of moves on, you know, what's been happening in other states, happening in Canada. What's your stance, Gary, on legalizing recreational marijuana?
Well, kind of the same thing. I mean, the federal government has jurisdiction until that's resolved. There isn't a lot that I'm willing to do, and I don't see it moving in the legislature until that issue is resolved. I think we're going to learn a lot about some of the problems that other states, Washington and Colorado and Oregon and now Canada, are having, because I'd rather move slow on this issue and make sure we get it right.
Yeah.
I think from a perspective of pain management, we need a tool. We need more tools. So we'll see where it goes from here.
Good. Okay. Next is questions on the environment. So first one, Gary, is how do we keep our groundwater clean, and how large is the threat of contamination?
Well, I'll give you the same answer I gave our speaker. It depends. It depends on where you're located. Every area is different, and the watershed is different. We're a lot different here than the Central Sands. We're a lot different than the karst area in Southern Door and Kewaunee. And they have different watersheds. And so what I'm going to try to do is pull the pieces together. Agriculture, in a lot of times, gets blamed for all the problems. Well, we all have to work together. We have to fix the problem in the watershed, whether it's industry or agriculture or sewage treatment. What they found in Southern Door and Kewaunee County was that half the problem was the sewage systems. And, of course, then you have cracked well caps and casings that the water goes into their water system, and that's not good. So we have to utilize best management practices in each area. We have to work together as a community to try to figure out what we can do to help. I mean, it doesn't help the community very much. Everybody wants a beautiful lawn, but if you put too much fertilizer on it, goes into the lake and it causes more problems. So,
right.
So we just need to work together.
Sure. Okay. How do we work with businesses to control pollutants in our air and waterways, Gary?
Well, there's regulations that we have in effect both on the federal and state level to limit the amount of pollutants that can go into the air. And those systems, those smokestacks, a lot of times you'll see stuff coming out, but it's just vapor. And so they do a good job right now with the regulations we have, and they seem to tighten them up well, as new technology comes,
okay.
we have to have new technology to improve things in some cases. But I just think constant improvement is the direction that we need to go. You're going to make mistakes along the way, but I'd rather try and fail than not have tried at all.
Right. Yep, good point. Next, we'll move on to roadways. Is there anything we can do on the district and the state level when it comes to fixing our Wisconsin roadways and bridges? Are there tourism grants that rural communities would qualify for to fix some of these problem areas?
Well, tourism, I'll hit that first because that's the easiest part of this question. Tourism is the smallest agency we have. They don't have enough money.
Okay.
So tourism grants, they would use that for like walking trails, biking trails, snowmobile trails, but they don't have money for major projects. And so when it comes to transportation, though, that is the 800-pound gorilla in the room, and it's going to be at the top of our discussion come this session. We've addressed many of the other problems we have. We've at least started, but transportation is the one that we have to address. The point I want to make, though, is the governor and both houses need to agree in order to be able to move something forward.
Sure.
And from the assembly standpoint, everything is on the table. Hoping, though, because of the growth in our economy, that we don't have to go to another tax to be able to do it. And I think we can get by without more taxes as long as our economy keeps growing. From my perspective, public safety and funding are the two biggest issues. I'd like to have maintenance of the roads that we currently have in place as a priority. And if there's areas like County U where there's a major problem with fatalities, we need to address that situation. So we need to make upgrades, and then we'll have audits for efficiency and savings and be able to move projects forward if we can find that.
Okay, good. So on the upcoming election, there's discussion on a blue wave movement, Gary. Uh-huh. what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think we're really a purple state, and I like to think that we in the state of Wisconsin address things first. In a lot of cases, we do with Act 10, with right to work, with many of the economic incentives that we put in place to bring businesses to the state. And I like to think that we're much better off than we were 8 years ago when we had a 9.2 unemployment rate. We had a $3.6 billion budget deficit. Our economy wasn't doing well. And so I think that we live in a conservative district, and we just want to keep moving our state forward. And so I think that every election is the most important,
yep,
because that's where the future is going to be decided. And so I just want to encourage everybody to get out and vote on November 6th.
So, Gary, now you have 2 minutes to talk on your campaign or anything else you feel is relevant.
Well, I ran in the first place because I believe that government policy ought to be common sense. It ought to expand opportunities for people and lead to a better quality of life for all of us. And when I believe in Republican values, I want to see a smaller government, cutting spending and taxes. The free market should work. And I have tremendous experience on all levels. I've done a lot. I've sat on a lot of different boards of directors. I'm on several committees in the legislature, and I'm a business owner. I know what it takes to succeed, and I really have a focus this session on trying to work on the water quality issue, because I think that's the biggest issue of our time. Okay. And in the time I have left in the legislature, I hope to be able to work and focus on that. But job skills and economic development are priorities that we need in the state of Wisconsin, and I just encourage people to vote on November 6th, and please consider me.
Good. Great. Great. So we have 1 minute for any closing comments you'd like to make, Gary.
Well, I think, you know, this is the most important election of our time. The next one always is. And so people need to consider what their values are and decide who best represents them and can best represent them in the legislature. These are important times. I still think the best government is closest to the people. So school boards, town boards, county boards, but you have to work with state and federal government. So we're all working together to try to improve people's lives. That's our goal.
Good, good. Well, best of luck to you on November 6th, Gary.
Thanks. I appreciate it very much.
We've been talking today with our incumbent, Gary Tompkin, for the Assembly race. Next up, challenger Mike Hammond on WTCH.